The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. We'd like this show to be as unpredictable as possible, so we need your creative ideas. It's a fair trade. You give us what you've got, and we give you the facilities and any help you need to get your program airborne. So let your mind wander and wonder. And when the inspiration for some pretty good radio glows with a clear, bright light, get in touch. Just go to WORTFM.org and look on the left side for Sign Up to Host an Access Hour. Programs are scheduled first come, first served. And now it's time to begin another foray into the freest form program on the WORT schedule, the Access Hour.
In 1639, to St. George's Hill, a ragged band they call the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and saw. We come to work the land in covenant to make the waste brown grow, the earth divided. For all the sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy or sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not the God they saw, the God of greed who feeds the rich whilst people starve. We work, we eat together, we take up swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free people, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now.
Debating on the hill of all your crazy antics, we'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants, and Old Glory will be fertile. 'Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world. And a bill will be proposed, section number one. We're shutting down the oil rigs and turning towards the sun. The air will be clean for all the boys and girls, 'cause we don't want your oil tankers, we just want the world. Face the executioner, shut the logging camps all down. Get busy planting hemp, leave the trees there in the ground. Life is too precious on this little spinning pearl, 'cause we don't want your bulldozers, we just want the world. We'll be closing down the jails and fixing up the schools, distributing those stocks and bonds, changing all the rules. We'll elect a CEO, maybe a rabbit or a squirrel, 'cause we don't want your money, we just want the world. be swimming in the rivers and running to the hills, reading in the history books of wars and oil spills. If it's linear, we'll bend it. If it's a straight line, it'll curl. 'Cause we don't want your dead-end highway, we just want the world. When we're living in the White House and debating on the Hill, of all your crazy antics, we'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and Old Glory will be fur. 'Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world.
Welcome, fellow workers. My name is Red Maddie. Welcome to Savage Class War Radio. I'm here to invite you to turn on for the next 60 minutes to our annual May Day celebration.
Friends call me Studs, and we call ourselves the Savage Class War Radio Collective. We hope you enjoy the next hour of worker songs, news, interviews, May Day events, and solidarity.
And I'm just another dude who has been with this so-called Savage Class War Radio Collective since our very first broadcast in 1886, when we reported on our beloved Haymarket Martyrs. And now I want to introduce you to our show engineer, Phyllis Stein, who will be getting our May Day show digitally airborne into the Wart Community Radio Access Hour.
Hey, glad to help.
Our May Day show has reports on the exciting new actions of the United Auto Workers Union, a successful wildcat strike by teachers in Andover, Massachusetts, and the kickoff of a Teamsters organizing drive at Costco's tire department right here in Sun Prairie, and a whole lot more.
And as one of our most faithful listeners often comments after our shows, he likes the music the most. So Phyllis, can you give that David Rovick song, Failed States, a spin for us?
When you're working two jobs and living in a tent, when a house costs $1 million and you can't pay the rent, when politicians say they'll help but it keeps getting worse each time the landlord lobby pulls the strings of the purse, when the human right to housing isn't even part of the debate, you know you're living in a failed state. Millions of citizens are spending half their lives locked up in a prison for trying to survive. When laws must be broken just to have a place to stay, when the prisons pay the senators to look the other way. If you have to be a criminal to put food upon your plate, you know you're living in a failed state. Facing climate breakdown when the trees are all on fire, when half the country's underwater, when a climate change denier runs the nation and the opposition party votes for oil rigs and pipelines. This is not so much a country as it is a corporation buckling under its weight. You know you're living in a failed state. Your nation is an empire facing daily blowback, and the only thing your leaders can think to do is attack. Bipartisan consensus that we need to spend $700 billion before the year's end on a military budget to make America great. You know you're living in a failed state. Every day, some psycho with a gun has to open fire on a crowd before it's done. When a music festival becomes a free fire zone, and all they can say is, it's okay now, he was acting alone. By buy some armor, pray to God, and hide behind a gate. You know you're living in a failed state. You know you're living in a failed state. You know you're living in a failed state.
And here I thought failed state was redundant.
In perhaps the greatest union victory in decades in the South, recently workers at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voted by 73% to join the United Auto Workers, UAW. This is a short clip from the victory speech of UAW Reform President Sean Fain on April 19th. Fain came to office as head of the Reform Caucus of the UAW, Unite All Workers for Democracy, UAWD, in March of 2023.
Tonight! We celebrate this historic victory, this historic moment in our nation and in our globe's history. Yeah! And tomorrow, we go to fight.
Yeah!
The domino just fell, baby.
That's it. That's right. That's right.
You guys are leading the way. We're going to carry this fight on to Mercedes and everywhere else. So thank you all. Thank you all for your fight, for your work. And let's get to it. Let's go to work. And let's win more for the working class all over this nation.
Yeah.
And all this
Last weekend, Maddie and I attended the Labor Notes Conference in Chicago. It was a record-setting conference of over 4,500 attendees. This semi-annual event is the biggest gathering of progressive labor activists in the country. While there, I spoke with Holly Currier of the Andover Education Association, MTA, Massachusetts, about their successful illegal Wildcat strike. Here's Holly.
Is seizing time back. from management, and it's less of our time that they can control. So overall, we won essentially everything that we were asking for. And it's still hard to fully comprehend the scale and the gravity of that victory.
Can you explain some of the main issues that you went out for?
We went out on strike because instructional assistants didn't have a living wage, because educators didn't have paid parental leave, because management was forcing staff into 40 hours of staff meetings a year and showing the same TED Talks over and over. And it's a colossal waste of time. We went out because just the disrespect at the end of the day has been piling up for so long that if we didn't take a stand now, our schools were going to go downhill rapidly. And so, you know, November 2023, like, that was the moment. So we won 8 weeks of employer paid parental leave. We won a $40,000 starting wage for instructional assistants and a $50,000 top salary for instructional assistants. We condensed the step system to, it was at 14 steps. It is now many steps fewer than 14. I can't remember off the top of my head. It might be 7 or 9. We won a 16% cost of living adjustment for teachers over the course of the 4-year contract, a 5% differential for instructional assistants who work in hard-to-fill positions that are often more hazardous physically than other positions. We won a stipend for educators who are taking training to be certified in full physical management of students. So if a student is having an episode where they need to be physically removed or what have you, you know, that can be incredibly hazardous. So now just that concept is in the contract, validating that this work is in fact hazardous. We won the ability to use our own sick days for extended family medical leave to take care of like a dying family member or a sick child. We won protected planning time for elementary teachers and more recess and lunchtime for elementary students. Off the top of my head, that's all I can remember, but I feel like there were more.
Okay. And so the main reason you got these increases from the management is because you struck. And how long were you out then?
So we were out for 5 days, and we would never have won these things without striking. We went all the way through the non-binding arbitration process a few years ago, and the arbitrator found in favor of the instructional assistant wage proposal, and management still refused to adopt that. So that showed us that the legal system is not actually there to be a neutral arbiter and to make sure that things are fair. It's designed in a way that benefits the employer, and we saw that and said, all right, a strike might be illegal, but it's not unjust. In fact, striking is the just thing to do to protect our public schools and to protect the integrity of our labor as educators.
Also at the Labor Notes Conference, I spoke with John Braxton of Veterans and Labor for Sensible Priorities. He's working with Veterans for Peace and labor groups around the country to support an 11% cut in the Pentagon budget and put those funds towards human needs. Here's John. We're speaking with John Braxton, AFT Local 2026, who's retired, but he's got a good cause now.
So I'm working with a group called Veterans and Labor for Sensible Priorities. We're an organization that's campaigned by Veterans for Peace, and we're working with various labor organizations to try to build support for the bill that Congresswoman Barbara Lee and Congressman Mark Pocan are co-sponsors of, called the People Over the Pentagon Act. What that bill would do would be it would move $100 billion out of the Pentagon budget and move it into healthcare, education, other human needs, make it available for all of the other things, green infrastructure that we really need rather than more war machinery. One of the interesting things about the Pentagon is that it has never passed an audit. It has failed six consecutive audits. It's roughly $1 trillion. And they don't really know where it's going. And so Barbara Lee, Mark Pocan, and others, and now a lot of labor organizations are saying, that's not where our tax money needs to be going. We don't need more of that. We've got 750 bases that are outside of the U.S. borders that really are not about defending our borders. And they actually become targets for terrorists who are unhappy about having a foreign base on their territory. So we think there's a lot of money that could be saved and we'd still have a safe nation. Certainly, things like education, healthcare are badly underfunded. Finding money for wind turbines and solar panels, and therefore good union jobs for people. So we've got about 27 labor bodies that have signed on in support of it so far, and we're trying to build this campaign.
Could you expand on that a little bit? Are there local labor federations or national unions that have come aboard?
So far, the one national union is the United Electrical Workers Union. The National Coalition of Labor Union Women has signed on. And then there are the Wisconsin State Federation of Teachers has signed on. And then some large locals, such as an AFT, American Federation of Teachers local in New York State, that has 35,000 members, has signed on. And then some of the locals are small. And then we have labor bodies like retiree chapters of the Postal Workers Union. And so we're just working it from the grassroots on up. If you're interested in supporting it, then you could contact me, John Braxton, at jwbraxton@gmail.com.
Back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered?
Finally, at the conference, I spoke with Michael Zweig about his latest book, Class, Race, and Gender. He's an author, activist, founding director of the Center for Study of Working Class Life at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, and professor emeritus. Here's Michael.
It's already out, and it's got a foreword from the Reverend William Barber, the Poor People's Campaign. It's been out since November.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is obviously focusing more on class, as your other works have done.
Well, it's an elaboration of the works that I've done in the past with the working class majority, America's Best Kept Secret, and even my earlier book, Religion and Economic Justice. That combination of trying to understand where class percolates through all of the parts of society is what I'm trying to understand and what I'm trying to convey.
So can you talk about some of the highlights of the book? What's your purpose today?
The book is meant as a resource for activists in the labor movement, but in other social movements as well, to try to understand what it is in the economy and in the structure of capitalism that generates all the outrages that we're fighting against, whether it's on the workplace or whether it's racial justice or women's rights or the question of environmental justice, all of it, war. Those are all things that movements are addressing because they're so urgent in our lives. But still, there's not quite the connections among those movements that brings them all into a sort of concentrated force against the common enemy of all, which is the structure of the capitalist system. And that's what I'm trying to do with this book, is to explain how it is that all these movements really do come out of a common source and do have common cause to be involved with one another so that a victory in one is really taken as a victory for all, or a defeat in one is seen as a threat to all. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is to convey why that's the case, how it works, but then also what does that mean for the political work that we do.
So can you elaborate on that? What does that mean for the political work?
Well, it means that we need to build a politics that is based in a class struggle understanding of where we are, but a politics that also unites all these different strands of social movement into a political force that is not just a movement force, but is an electoral force. Because politics is really those two things, social movements plus elections. And you have to have people in office who can actually implement policies, but have to be accountable to a movement that brings them there. And that's what I'm trying to explain and trying to figure out how to do that in a situation where basically we're stuck with a two-party system. That's what I'm trying to do in those chapters.
So in your book, do you have any good examples of how workers have won and taken power in local or state offices?
Well, there's a lot of examples in history and of social movements and working class power all the way back to the New Deal. But until just the last year or two, we've been very much on the defensive and losing and losing and losing as the corporate elite and the capitalist class has organized a systematic campaign to take back all the gains that we've made in the labor movement, in the women's movement, in the Black Lives Matter movement, in the civil rights movement, environmental things. All these things are now under attack for the last 40 or 50 years. And so people growing up today don't have that experience of victory. They have an experience of concession and concession and defeat and concession. But now that's starting to turn around after the pandemic and people understanding a little bit more how it is that we really need to fight for everything and the unity that exists. And that's what my book is trying to be part of, that resurgence, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so this is obviously a difficult time for a lot of people. Do you see reasons for hope?
Well, right now, I think what's happened, for example, in the UAW, what's happened with the strike last fall, and then also, of course, right now with the Chattanooga win is so important and opens so many doors in organizing in the South, that I think it really is a watershed, or it could very well turn into a watershed. That's up to us, you know, what we do with that victory and how we build on it. And that's what we're doing here at Labor Notes, is trying to figure that out. And that's why I'm here, is to participate in that figuring.
Okay, so anything you'd like to add, something I've forgotten about?
Well, no, I think that it's a very important moment. And this book, Class, Race, and Gender, Challenging the Injuries and Divisions of Capitalism, I mean it to be just a resource for political education and for, you know, in that walking on two legs of theory and practice, we have to read while we're doing, and we have to do while we're reading. And those things reinforce one another and shape one another. And that's what my book is trying to contribute to, coming out of my own experience of now more than 60 years of social activism and labor and civil rights and anti-war movements. So that's my contribution for the moment to the discussion here at Labor Notes.
Inspired by the success of recent organizing campaigns at Costco's across the country, a majority of workers in the Sun Prairie Costco's tire shop have signed cards and filed for union recognition with Teamsters Local 695. Please let management know that you support the tire shop workers and their demand that management recognize and bargain with the union and refrain from anti-union activity.
You can encourage and support the tire shop workers by making a phone call to management to voice your support at area code 608-825-4001. The workers request that you be respectful.
Costco made $30 billion in profits last year. It's time that the people that created the wealth get more in return for their hard work. Workers of Costco are also taking action to organize in Salt Lake City, California, and Sumner, Washington, where over 150 Costco drivers won recognition. Also, 289 workers voted to unionize in Norfolk, Virginia.
Congratulations, fellow workers. So again, we encourage you to give your support to these workers at Sun Prairie by calling 608-825-4001. On April 25th, 1974, the people of Portugal overthrew the authoritarian fascist government that had ruled Portugal mercilessly since 1933.
On April 25th of this year, the people of Portugal celebrated Freedom Day and the 50th anniversary of the Carnation Revolution.
The Carnation Revolution brought about freedom for the Portuguese people and the transition to a democratic governance.
It also brought to an end the colonial wars Portugal had been waging in African countries.
The Carnation Revolution started with a song getting played on the radio.
At 15 minutes past midnight on April 25th, the song Grandola by José Afonso played on Radio Renascença.
Grandola Vila Morena, terra da fraternidade, o povo é quem mais ordena, dentro de ti, ó cidade, dentro de ti, ó cidade, o povo é que mais ordena, terra da fraternidade. Grandola,
Playing this song was the signal to the Portuguese people that the revolution was starting and that revolutionaries should occupy all the strategic points of the country.
Within a few hours, the fascist government was overthrown.
Terra da fraternidade, terra da fraternidade, Grândola, Vila Morena, em cada rosto igualdade, e o povo é quem mais ordena. Que já não sabia a idade, jurei ter por companheira em Grândola tua vontade, em Grândola tua vontade, jurei ter por companheira. Sobrando uma zinheira que já não sabia a idade.
Sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs."
And now for some announcements. State workers are inviting their co-workers to a union meet-and-greet tomorrow, April 30th, at the Madison Central Library, 201 West Mifflin Street, room 104, at 5:30 p.m.
On May Day, join a May Day rally in Milwaukee. Voces de la Frontera is holding a big march starting at 9:30 a.m. at 1025 South 5th Street in Milwaukee and marching 2 miles to arrive at Fiserv Forum at 401 West Juno Avenue for a 10:30 a.m. rally. Demands include for Biden to stop the war in Palestine, end 28-7G, and expand work permits to immigrants. For Wisconsin's legislature to restore driver's licenses for all and in-state tuition, and for Wisconsin school boards to champion school lunch justice.
In Madison on May Day, there will be a rally in the late afternoon. The themes include not $1 to imperialist wars, no union busting, end the capitalist housing market, planet over profits. So on Wednesday, May 1st, gather at 4:30 p.m. on Library Mall and then march up to State Street to the Capitol Square for a 5 p.m. rally. This event is sponsored by the Revolutionary Communists of America, formerly known as the International Marxist Tendency.
On May 2nd, there will be a student-led walkout in Madison with a May Day theme. Students will be leaving East and West High Schools at 10 a.m. and marching to the Capitol. Young Latine students are echoing the demands of the Milwaukee May Day March by Voices de la Frontera and also calling for free school lunch for all and accessible education.
Later on May Day, join a pizza and music benefit for humanitarian aid to Gaza. This is from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Giant Jones Brewery Company, 913 East Main Street, Suite 9, entrance on Brearley Street. This benefit is for the Middle East Children's Alliance and is presented by the Madison Rafa Sister City Project.
On Thursday, May 2nd, the Young Workers Committee is holding a film showing outside the Madison Labor Temple, 1602 South Park Street. The film Disney's A Bug's Life will be showing at 6:30 p.m. Details available at scfl.org.
The University Labor Council is holding a picnic on Saturday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Hoyt Park, 3902 Regent Street. They will be celebrating their recent win of paid family leave and planning future wins.
And save the date for a May 9th event. It's a virtual film showing and panel discussion of the documentary Cooked, Survival by Zip Code, about the 1995 heat wave. What have we learned from it? Details will be found at the Facebook page of the People's Response Network.
I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Now, with much further ado, we're going to give some shout-outs to some very special people. So here's a shout-out to the Maestro, to Wes Mantooth, and my Twisted Sisters. Red Maddie, who are you shouting out to?
Shouting out to my precious comrades, friends and family, Carl Sack and Z Lemke in Duluth, and to the staff of Camp Win a Rainbow, Wavy Gravy's Circus Camp, for creating their union. Shout-out to Dave Rovics and Johnny Whitcomb and cultural workers everywhere. And shout out to Labor Radio on WRT on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. And we want to thank the entire community for their volunteering and support of WRT, our precious community radio station. Studs, who you got?
Shout outs to my friends and comrades from AFSCME, Local 171, the University of Wisconsin Labor Council, ULC, Madison DSA Labor Working Group, Madison People's Green New Deal, solidarity to the workers of the world, especially to our fellow unionists and workers in Palestine. Free, free Palestine. And I want to thank the workers and volunteers of the WRT Collective that keeps our station broadcasting the voice of the working class. Any more shout-outs, dude?
Yes, I want to thank the folks that have been on the Mayday Show over the past decades. Starting with my dear friend Hippie Dave, who first suggested a Mayday show back in 1886. Dave worked at the Worker Collectives, Mifflin Food Co-op, Nature's Bakery, Lakeside Press, Union Cab, and he started Piecemeal, the first vegan-focused restaurant that served on State Street for some time. I also want to shout out to my old pal Hoffa, who co-hosted the Mayday show for many years. And he had one of the best radio voices, except for maybe the Dame, who also co-hosted a good number of years. She actually introduced the use of an outline for the show. Imagine that. And we had guests like Jen Julius. He may have been the funniest guest host. Banjo Marty was here several times, and we never let him torture our listeners with his instrument. And I got a shout out to my anarcho comrade, Mr. Tony Baloney. He was our first Access Hour engineer. And a shout out to Sparky, another longtime Access Hour engineer. Sparky is always truly electrifying. And Maddie, you remember how Fueltron saved us those first years of COVID.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Rocktacon came up through the following year. So a very special shout out to all the Savage Class War Radio Collective folks who are not mentioned by name, but please don't be miffed. There's just too many of you. Maddie, Studs, who we miss?
Ellen Lalazern, longtime friend and comrade from Labor Radio, AFSCME 171, and so many other good causes. Clarence Paternus, my brother. I miss him.
El ejército del Ebro, rumba, 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 la. El ejército del Ebro, rumba, 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 la. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, ay Carmela.
negra. Pero nada pueden bombas, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Pero nada pueden bombas, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, pero igual que combatimos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Pero igual que combatimos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Prometemos resistir, ay Carmela, prometemos resistir, ay Carmela. Ejército del Ebro, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, una noche el río pasó, ay Carmela, pero nada pueden bombas, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Pero nada pueden bombas, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, donde sobra corazón, ay Carmela, contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Contraataques muy rabiosos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, deberemos resistir, ay Carmela, pero igual que combatimos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Pero igual que combatimos, rumba la rumba la rumba la. Prometemos resistir, ay Carmela, prometemos resistir, ay Carmela.
And I'm Studs.
I'm Red Maddie.
And the dude here.
And we thank our engineer, Phyllis Stein.
Thank you for joining Savage Class War Radio for our May Day celebration. It's important to celebrate the memory of the historic struggles we workers have waged so we all might have a better life, a more secure life, a life where we get to make the governing decisions instead of the ruling class.
Happy May Day!
Happy May Day! Happy May Day!
Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Answer the call and don't delay.
Answer the call and don't delay. Wrongs will be righted if we're united. Let us seize the day.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Like it or not, we're drawing near.
Giant judgment day is here.
Howdy, folks. Kind of have to preface this one with this little story, you know. Working out on the railroad is crazy, especially when you're dealing with trespasser suicides, is what it's called, or, you know, people killing themselves by using the train. Workers on the railroad will most likely have to go through that at some point if they're working a road job. Gets kind of crazy out there. And we deal with it in different ways. I hit somebody a couple years ago, and I'll never forget the sound of that. It's gruesome. So we all deal with it. I was kind of reluctant to sing this song, but I get it. My conductor the other day, Ernie Pack, wrote this. Now he redeems himself at the end, but us railroaders, you know, we this suicide thing is getting out of hand. There's been several on my line this year. I saw somebody post about it yesterday. You know, we got to deal with this stuff. And we all deal with it in different ways. Tell me, who was this man? Was he just a piece of trash? Or somebody who loved the trains, just like good old Johnny Cash? Did he have too much whiskey or fall down on the tracks? But it don't matter now, he's a long gone and he ain't never coming back. He gave me 3 days with pain, 3 days with pain. Well, he got his trip up to the promised land and I got 3 days with pain, 3 days with pain. 3 days with pain. Well, he got his trip to the promised land and I got 3 days with pain. Say again, who was this man? Was he someone who will be missed? Or some no good lonely drifter? Had he never once been kissed? Did he know what he was doing? Or was he high on crack? No matter what, he's a long gone now and ain't never coming back. But I got my 3 days with pay, 3 days with pay. Well, he got his trip to his promised land and I got 3 days with pay. I got 3 days with pay, 3 days with pay. Well, he got his trip to his promised land and I got 3 days with pay. Now I ain't saying that I didn't lose no sleep or that I just don't care. I'd be lying if I told you that it doesn't cause me pain. I still toss and I turn and scream out when I have to live through that nightmare. I grabbed the brake, blew the horn, couldn't stop the train. And he got me 3 days with pay, 3 days with pay. Yeah, he got his trip to his promised land and I got 3 days with pay. Well, 3 days with pay, 3 days with pay. Well, he got a trip to the promised land and I got 3 days with pay. Now, that's a really bizarre one. You know, everybody has to deal with that, however they're going to deal it. You know, when that happened to me, a friend of mine had just been into a horrible disaster on Amtrak. And we both said the same thing. You know, when the railroad people call you and they say, you know, you're going to be all right, they call you on the phone, you know, and they ask you, are you going to be okay? Is there anything we can do for you? I told him, I said, yeah, I'll be all right. I can handle it. I got my union brothers calling me on the phone, asking me how I'm doing. I'll tell you what makes me really mad is that if you don't pay me for my 3 days for getting to be off because of a critical incident. And you know what? They screwed me out of 1 day of pay. You know how it goes, brothers and sisters. We make the sacrifices. We drive the trains. Over.
Hey, 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 hey
восемь красных пулемет. Анархия, мама, сынов своих любит. Анархия, мама, не продаст. Свинцовым огнем врага приголубит. Анархия, мама, за нас. Анархия, мама, сынов своих любит. Анархия, мама, не продаст. Свинцовым огнем врага приголубит. Анархия, мама, за нас. Анархия, мама, за нас. Анархия, мама, за нас.
You've been listening to the Access Hour. The Access Hour is WORT's commitment to community access to the airwaves. For this hour, we have turned the airwaves over to a member of the public. The views expressed on the Access Hour do not represent the views of the station, its staff, programmers, or the board of directors. Remember, though, that this show relies on your ideas. An application to produce a program can be found on the internet at wortfm.org. Look on the left side for Sign up to host an Access Hour. Music, talk, comedy, drama, or whatever can be conveyed over the radio, the Access Hour is anything you want it to be.
You've been listening to WORT, Back Porch Broadcasting, Madison. Next up is Something Wonderful with Ryan Parks.
Hey, this is Gooding, and you're listening to listener-sponsored community radio on WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, and you're listening to it commercial-free.
Are you excited to get out and see some great live music while wiggling your toes in the grass? Do you yearn for delicious food and a cornucopia of local brews? Craving the whimsy of browsing local crafts or creating your own artwork? Are you ready to usher in the summer music festival season? Then get to Warner Park on Sunday, May 19th for Wartstock, presented by WORT and Union Cab of Madison. Check out this great lineup. At noon, Son del Atlantico ignites the day with hot Afro-Colombian flair. At 1:20, Strings to Rome brings lively bluegrass and folk. At 2:40, Blue Stem Jazz unleashes undisclosed Sims from Chicago. At 4 is Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory, ready to funk things up with their mix of rock, blues, funk, and soul. The Forward Marching Band will rouse the crowd into some good old sing-along fun before Boiled in Lead tops off the day at 5:30 with their Twin Cities-based Celtic Sound. This year also marks the 20th year of No Crap on Tap. Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild is providing an ever-changing cornucopia of fine local beverages from more than 20 local breweries. More information is on our website at wortfm.org. Wartstock is proudly sponsored by Union Cab, along with Summit Credit Union, Dane Arts, MG&E Foundation, Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild, Hoyos Consulting, WSUM 91.7, and Blue Stem Jazz. See you there!